Anybody up there?
The words echoed from inside the hollow altar support and startled De Roquefort. He quickly realized that the voice was Mark Nell's. Torvaldsen moved to answer, but De Roquefort clamped a hand across his mouth. He then signaled for one of the brothers, who rushed forward and grabbed the Dane. He pointed, and the prisoner was dragged to a far corner of the church.
"Answer him," he mouthed to Geoffrey.
This would be an interesting test of his newfound ally's loyalty. Geoffrey stuffed his gun under his belt and stepped to the altar.
"I'm here."
"You're back. Good."
"What's happening down there?"
"We found something, but we need bolt cutters. They're in the tool bag by the generator."
Geoffrey moved toward the compact generator and removed the bolt cutters. What had they found? Geoffrey tossed the tool down.
"Thanks," Mark Nell said. "You coming?"
"I'll stay here with Torvaldsen and keep an eye on things. We don't need any uninvited guests."
"Good idea. Where's Henrik?"
"Unpacking what I bought. The sun's nearly gone. I'll go help him."
"You might want to get the generator ready and the power cords unraveled for the light bars. We may need those shortly."
"I'll take care of it."
Geoffrey lingered a moment more, then stepped away from the altar and whispered,
"He's gone."
De Roquefort knew what had to be done.
"Time to take command of this expedition,"